time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this is Community Comment. Ketman is the Persian word for the practice of maintaining an outward appearance of orthodoxy while inwardly dissenting. It's akin to hypocrisy, but much worse, because living by it all the time corrupts your character and ultimately corrupts society. Ketman was the philosophy dissenters adopted under Soviet communism to stay out of the gulag and, well, to stay alive. It's practiced in America, too. Jay Leno recently weighed in on cancel culture, saying that you either change with the times or you die. How many public figures engage in the dangerous practice of Ketman so that their careers won't die? How many of them outwardly march to the left beat, though it goes against their beliefs? Ketman strangles integrity. LeBron James is under fire for lack of Ketman. He doesn't think he has much to say about an individual's decision to get vaccinated. He has expressed progressive views in the past, but free thinking isn't allowed in America these days. Doesn't he know that? It's party line or nothing, bud. Whoopi Goldberg told LeBron, if you don't want to speak out, remember you said that, because it's going to come back and bite you in the behind when you do want to talk about issues that are bothering you. She implored him to do his part as an American citizen and tell people to get vaccinated. King James has a big platform. How dare he not use his celebrity status to pressure his fans to go against their consciences? He voiced his personal thoughts when asked a question, but doesn't he know that if he says anything other than the approved message, it'll mean the death of his career? Could the king get canceled? Soviet communism crumbled when people stopped trying to fake it to make it. The whole totalitarian machine unraveled when the people took Alexander Solzhenitsyn's advice. The author of Gulag Archipelago urged the Russian people to live not by lies. That's good advice. Are you a practitioner of Ketman? Do your outward appearances defy your beliefs? Are you afraid to voice your opinion for fear of the consequences? Will your career, reputation, or relationships die if you don't change with the times? Solzhenitsyn said, when you live by lies, you accept without protest all the falsehoods and propaganda that the authorities compel its citizens to affirm, or at least not to oppose, to get along peaceably under totalitarianism. We may not be able to stop cancel culture. We may not be able to put an end to the leftist evils or end the daily pressure we feel from our progressive peers, but we can, at the very least, choose to no longer practice Ketman. We can live not by lies. I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this has been Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.